This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. Every year, Idaho athletes hit the trail for the Smoke and Fire 400. This is a 430-mile, 40,000-foot elevation gain gravel bike race through some tough terrain. And this year, four athletes with the Challenged Athletes Foundation will be participating. Joining us to talk more about the foundation and the race is Willie Stewart, one of the adaptive athletes who will be taking on this race. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Got the kids home. It's COVID. I'm a great teacher. I suck at teaching at home, so it's great, Gemma.
I know, right? It's fine. It'll all be fine, right? So maybe that's why you've decided to get out of the house for a while and do this big race. But Willie, first off, for people who may not know, can you explain what the Challenged Athletes Foundation is?
Well, Challenged Athletes Foundation, about 25 years ago, realized that so many athletes would be participating in sports, but they didn't have the equipment. So what happened is a group of people put together a foundation and started raising money to buy prosthetics, wheelchairs, travel and transportation, the things that insurance won't cover. And to this day, 25 years later, they still don't cover it. So that's why it's so important to have Challenge Athletes Foundation mm-hmm. around, because little kids, parents with kids just born, older people, all want to play outside, and it's a horrible thing not to have that opportunity, and that's why CAF exists.
To really get these, everyone to be able to participate. So tell us then about the Smoke and Fire 400, because this may be a race that some people are not aware of.
Well, the Smoke and Fire 400 is, it starts in Hyde Park downtown, and it goes over 430 miles, like you said, 4,000 feet of elevation, 40,000 feet, heads all the way out towards Stanley, back around, comes back down a hard guy and back into town. You have 5 days to finish it. And quite a few people don't finish it, and hardly anyone even tries to do it. But this year's special, we brought in a team. Some people think they can do it, and I happen to be on that team.
Yeah. I have to tell you, describing it, I mean, I'm up for a lot of things. This sounds horrifying.
You know what, Jim? It could be horrifying, but also it's nature and getting right outside. And sometimes our population with people with disabilities, that's what we need the most. We need to connect with nature sometimes to heal. And so what we're trying to do is prove a point that everyone's capable of anything. Sometimes we fail, sometimes we succeed, but we get nothing unless we go on the starting mm-hmm. line. And so on 2:30 September 9th in the morning, four of us with disabilities and two active members of Mission 43, Mark and Anthony, will all go out together, and we're going to give this a go, and we're going to show what teamwork, strength, and the ability to survive in the wilderness for 5 days all on your own and pedal your bike 400 miles, and we'll show what we can do. Here we go.
So talk a little bit more about that, Willie, because as you mentioned, for adaptive athletes, like you, you lost an arm back in the 80s. One of the other athletes, I believe, has lost both of his legs. But then you have these two other, you said Mission 43, the Idaho National Guard, they're coming in, and you really are doing this as a team, because there are parts of the race where adaptive athletes, I mean, you simply cannot navigate the terrain because of the equipment you need to use, correct?
Yeah, which is kind of funny. I mean, it's great having the Mission 43 guys there. They're committed to service. They're committed to this team. But I'm telling you, Andre's the kind of guy. He got both his legs knocked off in a train accident, chopped both of them off. He's the kind of guy that'll hop out of his wheelchair and throw the wheelchair over the rocks. It would be, for us to help him, he better be a lot worse than being hit by a train. But if that comes down to it, we got the Mission 43 guys as backup. But, you know, we have a guy, a double amputee legs. We have two guys missing arms. We have another guy missing his leg above the knee. I mean, if you saw it from a distance, you'd say, no way. But I know these guys, and I know what they're capable of. And let's see it. Let's see what happens, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and as you mentioned, I mean, there are able-bodied athletes who don't finish this race. I mean, this is how tough this race is.
Yeah. And if you look at some of these other three guys just rode from the bottom of South America to the highest peak at 23,000 feet. So if they can do that, they're looking at smoke and fire that it won't be anything. But you know what? 5 days is a long time, man. And 400 miles and 40,000 feet is a long way. And that 40,000, which is so important, because that's the goal we have set for ourselves, to raise $40,000 for the up and coming kids, the next generation of people with disabilities, to show that anyone could do anything given access and opportunity. And in Idaho in particular, this is the state, this is the wilderness state, and this is the place to prove a point. And we feel welcomed here. And that's a really important thing. CF Idaho is here in Idaho now and benefits all people in Idaho with disabilities to participate in the game.
So Willie, for people who want to donate and help you get to that $40,000 goal, and I really want people to understand that this is truly for these up and coming athletes. These are kids who need this type of equipment so that they can participate in play, in outdoor play. So how do people donate to this cause?
So cfidaho.org, and more importantly, is that kids with disabilities get left out. And most of the time they're left out because they don't have the equipment, and no family can afford this equipment. My arm alone, which is 20 some years old, to replace that is $25,000. I mean, who comes up with $25,000? And so this is really important that these kids might need a hand up, but I'll tell you what, once they get that hand, they're off and running. And the ultimate goal is, put some more money in the bank for CAF, and then we can put more kids out on the playing field. It's
absolutely
a simple process.
Willie, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us today. We've been talking with Willie Stewart. He will be one of the adaptive athletes who will be taking on the Smoke and Fire 400 race next week. Good luck to you. And we will link to the foundation website for people who want to donate. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks.
Thanks so much. Good luck with the race. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. We so appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen, to engage with us. And one way we'd love for you to engage with us is we are doing a series on growth and affordability in the Treasure Valley. We'd love to hear from you, to have you leave us a voicemail. Call 208-426-3625, 208-426-3625. And we may just use your voicemail on the air. It's Friday. Have a lovely Labor Day weekend. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here next week.